Yeah,
Cindy, I have a cousin that over in Tama, and he called me and said somebody's trying to break into his house. And I'm calling from a whole different place. I have an address for you if you can get the Castilla Sheriff's Office headed that way.
Okay, what is the address?
22365 12.7 Road in Tama. He said somebody's breaking into his house.
Okay, what's your cousin's name?
Mark Quintana.
Okay, what is your name, sir?
John Valdez.
Okay, is there a reason that Mr. Quintana didn't call, sir?
Yeah, because he said he was confronting them.
Okay, did he have any weapons? Did he give any further information?
He said he thought they may have weapons.
He thought they had?
Yes, he thought he saw a handgun.
Okay, did he give me any other description?
Nothing else. That's all. He hung up.
Okay, what's the good phone number for Mark?
Okay, give me 1 second here.
Just a second. Okay, if I clear the copy of trespass.
Okay, 712-672-3302.
22365-3302?
Yes, let me check that again. Hold on one more time. Hold on.
I had a Mark Quintana give his cousin a call, stated that somebody was breaking into his house. He didn't call himself because he said he was going to contact the parties. He thinks the parties may have had a handgun on them. No other description, and Mark disconnected.
Yeah,
trying to get one call on the line with the third party. Okay, and that was 672-3302?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so we'll get headed over there, okay?
Thank you.
17:50:46. 17:50:53. 17:50:58. 17:51:05.
Somebody was breaking into his house. He didn't call himself because he said he was going to contact the parties. He thinks the parties may have had a handgun on them. No other description, and Mark disconnected.
Do you have a callback?
I'm trying to get one. Still on the line with the third party.
17:51:37.
719-672-3302. 672-3.
17:51:53. 17:52:36.
State Patrol this morning.
Hey, Mario, is Andy there? Curfew?
Yeah.
This is the number you gave me for the RP?
No, that's the third party. That's the homeowner. The RP was the cousin who's not on scene far away.
Okay, this is the number you gave me, though, for the callback?
That's the homeowner, Mark Quintana, 672-3302.
Mark Quintana?
Yeah.
What's the address again?
22365 County Road L.7.
What do you mean it's a callback for the cousin?
Mark Quintana is the one that lives at that address. He called his cousin John Valdez, who called in here.
Okay.
So it's kind of
a number?
Yeah, John is 719-580-4392. Adam Parkwood.
Charles Green, do that.
find out where he, what's his name again? I'm sorry.
John Valdez.
John? Okay. Okay, let me call John then.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Bye.
17, 57, 16 seconds.
And where I just passed through that area not too long ago, I can't get a hold of them, though. I'll keep trying to call them.
Copy.
18,
01,
1 second.
Hey, Mara, it's Garcia.
What's up?
Hey, so did Angie just take the call?
Yes, she did.
Let me talk to her again, Rutherford.
Okay.
Eighteen oh six,
29
seconds.
What was that address that you just sent 5 to about the arm trespasser?
18 oh seven seconds.
22365 County Road L7.
Check for 22365.
Affirm. 22365 County Road L7.
Check for who's talking?
John Valdez.
Okay.
Copy. ATSM.
Yeah, almost 54.
54.
And I'm not sure if 5 is en route down there or whatnot, but I'll be en route.
Garcia 5 cleared on 42. He said he was hit just past the area a few minutes previous to the call out. He says he didn't see anything in the area.
18:08
seconds. 10-4. I'm going to head up there anyway.
10-4. It's right.
Columbus, the state. I'm not too far from that location. I'll head there as well.
Cop.
18:10:40 seconds.
Car is good. Told Angie.
Angie, it's close to 4.
Hey.
Was that you on the radio? I just said really there?
Yes.
Sorry.
No, you're good.
It just talked to that. That's how he handled it. So.
Yeah, he said he was in the area a few minutes before that call came out. He didn't see anything. He didn't really want, and he tried calling the guy back. The guy didn't answer, so he didn't really want to wait around to see if the guy called back. He was just going to clear, and then he went 42.
If you can't say anything nice, don't do anything at all.
We've heard it all. We've heard it all. Trust me.
I know.
Sometimes it's crazy.
But that's why I was like, really? I was just shocked.
Right? Yeah. That's what he did with it.
So, all right. All right, well, I'm coming from the Zapata, so I'm still quite a ways away.
All right, he sounds good.
All right, thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you later. Bye. All right,
bye.
18:11:32
seconds. Can I get the RPs call back info for me, please?
Hey, firm, it's John Valdez, 580-4392, and 580-43.
18:11:54 seconds.
Devil. 18:16:01
seconds.
It's going to be 22365 County Road L7.
Devil.
Copy.
18:22:20
seconds. Can I confirm the phone number with you one more time?
18:22:37 seconds. Okay, I just called that number. I got somebody in Grand Junction. What's the other RP's call back?
18:28:49
seconds. 672-3302.
672-3302.
The first RP was calling yes
for him. All right, copy. I'll try to give him a call.
18:36:57 seconds.
Call out of 370, Sam Georgina. 18:37:21 seconds. 0722 at Tacoma, registered to Larry Albert.
I copy. I'll be at 22625 County Road 07 on Hudson Avenue.
18:37:40 seconds.
Go ahead.
And who was your team on this?
18:37:55 seconds.
Tampa. New phone for his brother, Greg.
Hey, from sir.
Do we know who his brother is?
18:42:14
Which way do I turn? Turn left. 18:44:7 You have it right now. I'm behind you. Oh. It'll be on your left-hand side. It's red and white house.
18:44:56
18:45:5 Is there a way to do maybe PDA on a Mark Santana and see if we could find an address for him?
18:49:12
18:52:5
Copy.
18:52:43
Colorado, Charles Attaboy, William 7.
18:53:1
Who's the RO? Cynthia
or Mark,
Gene Hunter?
Cynthia
Valenti. 18:56:45 Almost 64. We're here at the house. There's no answer from anybody inside. There's doors wide open. There's a bullet in the doorway. It hasn't been fired, but the door's wide open. There's nobody around. I'm going to go ahead and make entry.
Copy. Do you want 33 traffic?
If you would, please.
Attention all cars. Attention all cars. 33 traffic on Costa.
18:58:36
We're in contact with Mark. You can go ahead and release the 33 traffic.
Attention all cars, attention all cars, 33 traffic, let's say
19:06:12
In 101 Alfonso Street, had a 10-year-old female call in, say that the stepdad broke into the house, he's still there, they have a PO, the Darren Carson, he locked himself in a room.
10-4, I'll be in that communication.
19:06:50
I'm clear from this location, I'll be in to that address that 8:20
Denver, thank you.
19:09:20
Can I get a CDA on Lassie Carson for some Varian? Spelled Varian. And his date for history come back sometime in 1974.
So Varian Carson?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
19:11:39
Clear, I have a request for callback from Kenny Lotta.
Copy, your clearance. Yeah. So Varian is showing a 1099 out in New Mexico for traffic offenses, but it's not valid within our state. He is also listed as a restrained and a no protective party protection order, no alcohol or controlled substances, and otherwise showing to be revoked three or more refusals.
10-4, so there's nobody listed on the protection order?
Correct. No protective party protection order.
Timber, thank you. That's also important.
Timber, thank
you.
19:16:30
Timber, thank you.
19:30:35
19:30:41
Everything
is 10-4
here.
We'll be clear.
Timber.
19:31:08
Stolen vehicle.
Hey, go ahead.
Timber, so we took a call from a gentleman. There was a man here that was supposed to go to Kansas to pick up a white F-150 for his boss. He was supposed to turn it in to his boss this morning, who lives in Fairplay, and never showed up.
The truck is pinging at 19927 Camino Teo Irving, and apparently the guy is dodging calls.
Careful, I'll head out there to make contact.
Okay, I appreciate it. 1830.